Welcome to the Business in English podcast, where we explore all aspects of the dynamic world of business, from entrepreneurship and leadership to marketing and finance, helping you navigate the global business landscape with confidence. We have some significant updates from Country Garden in our latest news. The Chinese developer has seen its share price jump significantly after successfully negotiating a debt deal. This positive development has resulted in a surge of investor confidence concerning the company's financial stability. Turning to the broader real estate market, there's encouraging news from Beijing and Shanghai. The easing of mortgage rules has led to a surge in home sales. This suggests that the government's measures to counteract the housing slowdown are having a positive effect. Evidently, the changes have made it easier for potential buyers to enter the market, breathing life into the housing sector. Despite these positive updates, it's not all good news for Country Garden. Information has come to light suggesting that some creditors are unhappy with the recent debt payment deal. While the specific objections aren't yet known, this development highlights potential hurdles that Country Garden could face while managing its debt responsibilities. We'll keep a close eye on these events and provide updates as new information surfaces. Stay tuned for more news from Country Garden and the ever-evolving real estate market. In the latest Dubai news, we bring a wealth of essential information for ambitious entrepreneurs and independent freelancers planning to establish their businesses in Dubai's dynamic city. We will cover everything from the city's tax advantages, the process for obtaining a freelance license, starting a photography business, to the intricacies of corporate banking and crypto trading. Dubai is widely recognized for its entrepreneur-friendly tax policies, with notably low taxes that favor new businesses. To fully benefit from this, entrepreneurs need a deep understanding of the existing tax rules and regulations. This knowledge is crucial in maximizing your business's financial benefits. Additionally, the Emirate grants residency options to business owners, such as the Dubai Investor Visa. It allows entrepreneurs permanent residency while they manage their businesses. Familiarizing yourself with the requirements and procedures for these permits will help ensure a seamless transition and legal compliance. Navigating Dubai's corporate banking can present challenges to some entrepreneurs. Gaining a clear understanding of the banking system and the requirements for setting up a corporate bank account can facilitate streamlined financial transactions and effective business finance management. As the global popularity of cryptocurrencies continues to grow, so does interest in Dubai's crypto trading landscape. Understanding the specific legal framework and regulations surrounding this trend in the UAE is crucial for a secure and compliant trading experience, which we will delve into further. For pursuing independent work or freelance opportunities, Dubai presents the option of earning a freelance license. We will cover the benefits, requirements, and procedures to legally operate and benefit from Dubai's prosperous business environment with this license. If you're passionate about photography and dream of turning that into a successful business in Dubai, we've got you covered. We'll guide you through the required steps, licenses, and permits, as well as considerations to help get your photography business launched in the UAE. So, stay tuned for our comprehensive coverage on these important subjects, and get ready to understand the essentials of starting a successful business, securing a freelance license, and establishing a photography business in Dubai, UAE. In the latest Qantas news, the airline finds itself in the throes of a reputation crisis as it copes with revelations of mounting scandals and lawsuits surrounding its high prices and poor customer service. Amid this turbulence, the airline's CEO, Alan Joyce, is stepping down from his role earlier than expected. The company's once stellar reputation for high standards and customer satisfaction has taken a considerable hit. In light of these issues, the Qantas board is facing increasing pressure and scrutiny to hold its leadership accountable. Steps to this effect include suggestions to withhold bonuses from Mr. Joyce and other senior executives. The decision to retire Joyce early is viewed as an effort to potentially mitigate the effects of a tarnished reputation. The future direction and strategies of the airline now remain uncertain. As the board deliberates withholding bonuses, Both customers and industry observers are keenly watching for signs of change and an effective plan to repair the airline's damaged reputation. Only time will reveal the impact of this leadership change and the approach that Qantas will adopt to navigate these challenges and regain customer trust. Stay tuned for further updates on this ongoing development. Thank you so much for joining me today on this insightful discussion about the world of business in English. Remember, success is just a podcast away.